Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 28th of November, recording at 8:37 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, I should also say a very happy Thanksgiving Day to all of our American subscribers. And I also want to mention a very, very exciting development taking place in terms of our service. After a lot of quite difficult preparation and expense, it looks like, no, it doesn't look like, I will say for certain, that we will be launching the new website next week. A very exciting development, and more about that next week. Okay, now, what about today? With Wall Street closed, it may have been quieter, but there were some interesting developments here overall. First, in terms of stock markets, it was a firm day generally. In the Asian Pacific region, the star performer appears to have been Japan. The Nikkei was up 1.8%. Interestingly, the TSE2 index, that's that second section index in Japan, which I often cite as a leader, but that's very close to moving to new high ground. But actually, the Nikkei is not far away from actually clearing its earlier high and completing this medium-term consolidation, which I've also described as the first step above the base. And while we're a little bit overbought in the short term, other events, year-end events, could delay an upward move for a little longer. But on a medium-term basis, this service remains very bullish of the Japanese stock market, and it's a view we've held for over a year, as you know. Okay, what else happened here in Asia? Well, there are only three declines, and the biggest of those was Thailand, down just about 1%. But the more important stories really concern all these gains. China was also higher by 1%, and the Taiwan index moving similarly, as did South Korea. And India also up over half a percent. Now, in the European markets, we had, looks like, gains across the boards here. And so these indices are pushing up towards the higher side of their trading ranges, which have persisted for about a month and a half. And this looks to me like a normal consolidation. The monetary tailwind is still very positive there, and as it is in Japan, which I was mentioning a few minutes ago. And I think we'll see upward breakouts from these trading ranges, if not in the short term, certainly over the not too distant medium term. Now, looking at the Americas, well, Wall Street was closed. We have a tiny decline by Brazil. Mexico is firmer. Canada is also firmer. Government bond markets, at least the ones on my screen, are mostly closed. Bund prices, I see, and UK gilts, they were fraction higher on the futures market, so that'll mean that the yields are a fraction lower as well. So you look at this, and you know, we've got a pretty calm overall here environment. There is no obvious inflation coming from these commodity markets. So I hadn't mentioned the commodity markets yet, but they are mostly softer in here today, including the industrial metals. The precious metals, however, managed some rallies today, right, well, with silver and gold right down close to their June lows. So we had modest gains across the boards, and gold, as I speak in after hours trading, is at 1244 and a half. Now, what I was starting to say is, in terms of the overall background here for these stock markets, we do not have commodity price inflation occurring. The somewhat easier tone for crude oil, although that's mostly WTI, but that certainly does no harm to the overall growth of the U.S. economy. Although that remains slow, it's not drifting into recession. And the key factor here all along remains this big monetary tailwind coming from Japan, coming from the USA, and coming from Europe. Now, of those three markets that I just mentioned, Wall Street is the most expensive, and Wall Street is the only one that's showing, I won't say that this is a bubble, but we've certainly heard the term used, and I'll repeat it, we've got a bit of a sugar high in here, not least in terms of some of the fashionable tech stocks, particularly some of the more recently floated tech stocks. But the point is that in terms of the targets that Ben Bernanke has been citing for several years, while this QE has been going on, there is no reason on that basis to commence the tapering. However, while a lot of people are pointing out, and again I agree with them, that we do not have a clear bubble on Wall Street, and when they want to point to a clear bubble, the last one they look at was back at 2000. When we had multiples up around the 30 times earnings basis, whereas they're a little over 17 here on the NASDAQ, not much over 15, 16 on other indices, but a number of individual shares. Some of the performing autonomies, for instance, are up 25 times earnings is not. That's not all that unusual. So the key thing is, does the Fed want to continue with a policy that could easily fuel a further stock market rise that actually would create a bubble? Now, investors may have mixed views on this, and we all like to make money in a rising stock market, that's for certain. But I think that bubbles, we all know that bubbles do not end well. So my feeling is that if we don't get just a reaction and consolidation of its own accord, which the Fed is probably hoping for right now, and of course that could occur, but if we continue this powerful advance on top of a bull market that had begun, albeit from quite low levels, back in 2009, first quarter of 2009, that could morph into an actual bubble. And I'd rather not see that actually take place, because they always end badly. Okay, what else to mention here? I touched on precious metals very briefly, but didn't elaborate. We need to see some very clear upward dynamics to reaffirm support near those June lows. That has not happened yet. It could. We've seen a loss of downside momentum, and we're seeing some ranging here by silver and gold. But the overall trends remain downwards overall, and I think the bear traders have still kept the demand side at bay. So without the upper dynamics, we're certainly going to head somewhat lower in here on these precious metals. The industrial metals, well, they continue to range in what is probably base development overall, but it's certainly nowhere near completed on the basis of the technical action that we are seeing. And most commodities are still in overall downward trends. In terms of currencies, I think we'll see mostly ranging. The exception is the among developed currencies, I feel, is the Japanese yen, which Japan is engineering lower. They took a break in this activity because it was attracting some unfavorable comment overall. But let's put things in perspective here. The yen was the most grossly overvalued currency, not least regarding the circumstances, but that I can recall. So I think a further weakening of the yen is certainly justified by Japan. And yes, that creates some problems for some other currencies in terms of it improves Japan's competitive position overall. But I think we all have a vested interest in a resurgence of economic growth in Japan, and it's good for the global economy overall. And therefore, I think we will certainly see a weaker yen, and we'll see a stronger Japanese economy and a stronger Japanese stock market overall. And I think those are the major points in here today. So I'll just say all the very best to all of you.